Hello and welcome to Insider Profile. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com.
I think it takes a good, maybe 2-3 hours a day when you're trying to get to the top of your level. Nowadays, I play maybe an hour, or sometimes none at all.
Dennis Fong, known as Thresh to his terrified opponents online, is a champion Quake player. It's not just fun and games anymore. Last June, Fong won a Ferrari in a semi-professional Quake tournament, and he's one of the stars of the newly launched Professional Gamers League. Net Insider editor David Sims called up Thresh to find out what it takes to be a Quake champ.
What makes you a good Quake player?
I think what makes any good player is, definitely practice. Practice makes perfect. And not including that, and luck, luck aside, of course, I think being able to anticipate your opponent's next move is really, really important. There are certain patterns and, levels and people, that you can pick up if you're a good player. And, when you start picking those up, then you almost know what he's going to be doing next before he's even doing it. It's also the fear factor. You always fear the unknown, and so you don't really know what to expect next. So people you haven't played before, or people you haven't seen play before, are definitely a lot more difficult to play.
Do you find your name, Thresh, which is pretty well known in the Quake community, intimidates other players when you get online?
I think it does give me a little bit of an edge as far as just, other people being a little bit on the nervous side just because, they're playing me. That's more just my name more than anything else,
You said practice was important. When you were getting good at Quake, how much time did you spend playing?
I think it takes a good, maybe 2-3 hours a day when you're trying to get to the top of your level. I don't know. Nowadays, I play maybe an hour. Or sometimes none at all.
Did it cut into other things you wanted to do?
Playing Quake rarely really cut into my real life, so to speak. I played it, really late at night, maybe like after midnight or so.
Mm-hmm.
And, other than just staying up late, I don't think it really affected, me hanging out with my friends or, doing my work or, whatever.
So maybe it affected your health more than your social life.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I guess that's it.
Were people skeptical when you were spending all this time playing Quake?
My parents were a little bit skeptical just because, I could have spent my time doing something else. You could always study more. After I won my first tournament in Doom, then they were like, oh, that's okay, And then when I won the Ferrari last year, then that was pretty much, do whatever you want now.
That made a few believers, huh?
Yeah, that did for sure.
How does your Quake playing tie into your day job, as it were? What do you do?
Well, I work at a company called Gamers Extreme. We have a website that's devoted to strategy guides and such, multiplayer strategies in hardware, and then we have a search engine. So, the company deals with games,
mm-hmm.
And obviously that's where they use me.
And you're a strategy expert for them.
Yes.
But gaming was your introduction to the internet.
Yeah, more or less.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think, whether the first time you were playing a game and there were actually other people playing who you couldn't see, who weren't in the room with you?
The first time I actually played with someone else on a computer, I believe, was on a MUD. A MUD is like a text-based Dungeons & Dragons type. It's just fully text, and you play it on the internet, and you can have a bunch of people playing at a time from everywhere, and it's like a really simple game, and but you can chat with people, and you can do all sorts of stuff like that, and that's probably when I first actually interacted with someone else on the internet, and then Doom came along, and then I was hooked from there.
You've been listening to Insider Profile. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. We'll be back next week with another Insider Profile.